Each Father's Day, my children wake up early to give my husband his carefully chosen gift, often picked out by me, and a card. Meanwhile, my husband David and I both send Father's Day greetings to our mothers, filling Facebook and text messages with wishes and love. Though born of disconnected families and difficult fathers, our Father's Day messages have transitioned into an annual tradition dedicated to acknowledging that our mothers often played the role of both parents. Father's Day has often been a complicated holiday for Gen X children of divorce, like David and me. We may have been smaller than the generations that came before and after ours, but we were the ones most impacted by divorce. In the years before we were born, fewer than 15% of marriages ended. In the 1980s, however, the number of divorces skyrocketed to almost 40%. As a result, our lives were shaped by absentee fathers, the ugliness of child custody battles, and our mothers, who, for a multitude of reasons, often became the primary parent. Single mother was definitely not a role my mother had expected when my sister and I were born. In fact, she tried several times to make her marriage work, even moving to Alabama so she and Dad could have a fresh start. Nevertheless, at 26 years old, she found herself alone with two kids and an ex-husband 3 states away. This was definitely not covered in life's instruction manual, so she winged it. Perhaps it was sheer will, or maybe it was because she had no other choice, but my young mother grew into her expanded role wonderfully. Over the years, she navigated so many normal parental disasters, such as childhood illness and injuries, 2 puberties, and the roller coaster teenage years, all with grace, strength, love, and more than a touch of stubbornness. She was the one who taught me to ride a bike, suffered through driving lessons and first dates, and bore the brunt of my teenage tantrums. When I skipped school in 8th grade to avoid a neighborhood bully, she was the one who punished me, and also the one who taught me that facing my fears is so much more productive than running from reality. It wasn't until I became a mother myself that I realized how much my own mom sacrificed and how deeply she loved my sister and me. Through her, I learned that real parenthood is not for the weak. To truly succeed, you must have a heart filled with love and a serious sense of humor. And if one is a single parent, those ingredients should be doubled. So, with that in mind, I want to celebrate all the single mothers today, the ones who work extra to ensure their children can continue the activities they love, who stay up and help with homework even though they've been up at nights worrying about how to make ends meet, and the ones who try to keep life normal when it is anything but. You may not receive a medal for your work, but believe me, your kids are taking note. And if your child sends you a random Father's Day message, don't correct him or her. Instead, take a moment to revel in a job well done. No, she's just your everyday average girl. She is somebody's hero. For Gen X, I'm Jennifer Dennis-Smith.